The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back. This week in studio with Paul and I, we have Rory Keane from Aer Lingus and Kathleen Marr from our social media team. We'll be chatting about the new Aer Lingus routes. Hi, Rory. Hi, Paul.
Hi, guys. Hi. Thank you for setting this up.
Thanks for having me in.
And great to be talking about new routes. Like three European and at least, well, we're going to just touch on two US, but you guys have what, 19 US routes?
Yes, and 20 if you say North America as a whole.
Wow.
I was just really thinking, So when I joined Aer Lingus, it was four. We had New York, Boston, Chicago, you know, the classic East Coast routes, and Orlando, and now we've got up to 20. It's a huge amount.
It's amazing.
Wow. Five times. Corners.
Yes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to come back to the US, but maybe we'll kick off with some of the European routes that started last October, October 24.
Okay. So those routes are Malta, Marrakesh and Seville. So we'll maybe just cover those three and just maybe a little bit of information about those. So maybe we could start with Malta. Malta's doing really well for us.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
There are, like we say, with these direct flights now with Aer Lingus.
Well, it's going to be year round.
Yes, that's right. So initially we launched it for as a winter sun route.
Yeah.
It's done so well, we decided to extend it all year round, three times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Doing really well, yeah. Decent enough flight time, 3 hours 45, close to the airport, so you can get in quick enough. You might know that.
Yeah. It's a joy of a little island.
It's on my list.
It
I know I keep saying it, but I want to go so bad.
It's a gem. It's tiny.
Yeah.
Like, it's half the size of County Dublin.
Wow.
Like, it is tiny.
Oh, my God. I didn't
realize. Tiny, tiny.
Yeah. Wow.
And it just means that everything is close by. The capital, Valletta, is stunning. It's the largest natural harbour in Europe. And, like, it's all the historical, strategic piece going on with all of the different, you know, conflicts and wars. So Malta itself is just this dot. Such history and great weather, great food. They all speak amazing English. It's incredibly good value in terms of the hotel prices when you're down there. Maybe not so many beaches, but like some great sea access into the water at all of those jetties. Because I'm sure if you were there, you were swimming in the sea.
I've seen some amazing footage of the sea. It looks so clear.
It's just amazing. Beautiful. It is. Everybody should get to Malta.
Yeah. It's on. I really, maybe this year. This year, I keep saying it. But where would you say, Paul, the best places to stay is?
If I was picking to stay, I think Valletta is a great city to visit during the daytime, but it's quiet at night.
Okay.
So just outside of the city of Valletta, you get to Sliema. That's kind of the waterfront area looking across the bay to Valletta. It is just brilliant. And Sliema snakes down the coast to St. Julian's. So Sliema and St. Julian's run into each other. Sliema is closer to Valletta. St. Julian's is next. Both are really good. Great hotels. Like everything from 3-star to super luxury 5-star. But at prices that anybody who's looking at comparative holidays is really going to be shocked by. Because it's a year-round destination. It's okay in the wintertime. Temperatures are very pleasant. January, February are the coolest at like probably 16, 17, 18 degrees. Blue skies. Like what's not to like about that? In the summer then it gets really warm. But because they have 12 months, the hoteliers have a really great value for money approach.
Yeah.
And like, there's just so much to do. Like, you have Valletta, you have Medina, which is known as the Silent City, you have the island of Gozo. You just go up to Maliha Bay, get the little ferry across.
It's beautiful.
Ah, oh, picture postcard.
Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, I want
to
do it.
It is just so easy to get around. I wouldn't hire a car because the public transport is just so cheap and so brilliant.
And it's a tiny little island.
every little Malteser has a car. So traffic on the island can be a bit heavy, to say the least. Like, it makes Dublin look like uncongested. But the public transport is really brilliant. But like winter, summer, families, couples, young and old. And like in St. Julian's, there's an area called Patchville, which is just party central.
Okay.
Party central.
So that's more where the nightlife is as opposed to in the city. Okay.
So a bit of everything.
Bit of everything. And then just further out, you have St. Paul's Bay, Maliha Bay, which we often promote on the website. So like great things to do and see. Like just go.
And Comino Island is the other third island, isn't
Comino,
it?
Yeah. Because really it's technically an archipelago. So Gozo, Comino and Malta. And like Malta is the very developed one. Gozo is still quite developed, even though it's quite a green island, and Comino even quieter. And you have the Blue Grotto as well in Gozo. Like it's from a, eco point of view, it is just stunning. Any of the images, like anything you see on social media around Malta, just looks so unique. It's kind of that Arab-European mix. Stunning, stunning, definitely. Stunning. Can't say enough good things about Malta.
Great. Will we move on to Marrakesh?
Yes.
Great. So again, new direct flights with Aer Lingus. So up to 3 times a week.
Again, one of our winter routes, a bit like Malta in that there's a lot to do there and there's good heritage behind the city. It's obviously warm weather. So we've operated that 3 times a week across the winter and that continues up to the end of this month, March. And then we are continuing it up until May twice a week on a Tuesday and a Saturday basis. It will return then in September for 2 days and then it will come back again 3 days a week for the winter from the end of October out to March of 26.
Brilliant. I don't think there's anywhere so different that is such a short flight as Marrakesh. It's an inland city on the top of the Atlas Mountains. Incredible, incredible culture and things to do and see. Very much a French influence because it was a French colony going back years. So incredible food, incredible hotels. It's the perfect combination. Like what we've noticed with Marrakesh, people aren't going for 2 or 3 nights. They're going for a week because the hotels are really geared. You can stay in the kind of traditional riads in the centre of Marrakesh, but more people are opting for the hotels that are just outside in the suburbs. And these are full resort hotels, great grounds, great outdoor pools, indoor pools, everything you could want. Tons of my friends are going this year and it's all on the basis of they wanted somewhere new to go and they didn't want to get on a 7-hour flight or a 6-hour flight and go somewhere. And Marrakesh is perfect. And I have to say, they've taken a chance and every one of them has come back and said, wow.
Okay.
Really loved it. Great weather. A really nice blend of being able to hop into the city, into Jem El Fna Square. It's stepping back in time and the souks and the shopping and, oh my God.
You must go.
You know, lovely climate, lovely hotels. Great food, like imagine French cuisine and Moroccan cuisine.
Oh.
Yeah, Morocco's doing really well. It's so close to us, I think, that we've kind of ignored it, even though it's just across the Med from Spain. And, you know, typically people have maybe gone to the beaches around Agadir, where Marrakesh, rather, just captures it all.
Something a little bit different and not too far.
Yeah, some great movie space there.
Yeah.
I've read you can also do nice day trips if you wanted to get out of the city.
Yeah.
Hot air ballooning.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
If that you're not afraid of heights, you go for it.
Over the Atlas Mountains.
Over the Atlas. They're so high, I read. 4,000 meters high.
Yeah.
I've seen some views.
Yeah. It really is good. Ed Finn, who's done some work with us, one of the journalists who's done some work with us, is just back from there. And he did a great radio show with one of the hoteliers, I think from the Fenachi Hotel. And it was I would absolutely urge you to listen to his program that went out recently on Sunshine. It was great. It was the guy who owns the hotel has been living there for 15, 16 years. He took the hotel over from his dad. He was based in London, moved out. Great story. And it just captures why people just love and fall in love with Marrakesh.
Well, we'll add that to our podcast notes so people can listen to Ed
as
well.
That'd be a great idea.
Great. And then we'll go over to Seville.
Oh, yeah.
A new different city, new direct flights, 3 times a week as well.
Yes, that's right. So that is another route that we've launched in the winter, has done really well. 3 times a week. That's going to continue up until the end of May and then we'll return in September and continue on then to October and on for the rest of the year. Again, another great city that I can see a mix of lots of heritage and history in it. The centre is a UNESCO heritage site. Lots of amazing things to see and do there. Lots of colour and a good buzz as well.
And a lovely, like we're often, when we're looking at cities, Jill, in terms of promotion, we're often trying to think of cities where the weather is nice.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of our Eastern European cities get great demand, but like sometimes in the winter, you'd like a little bit of sun on the bones. And Seville is perfect. And like, I have to say, I totally agree. There is no point going to Seville from May to September. It is the frying pan of Europe. It is too hot. So like Aer Lingus are flying the perfect time. They fly from September right the way through to May. And then common sense applies. Again, another small city, but with tons of history. Like all of that, you know, Spanish royal history, the Alcazar, the cathedral, great food, very walkable. Like it is so easy to get around and just spectacular. And the river runs right through the center, the Guadalquivir. And it was basically the home of where Christopher Columbus sailed from when he was heading off to the United States. Even though Seville is an inland city.
Yeah.
They sail down the river to the coast and then out. So the city gained its wealth from everything that they brought home from these trips. Just amazing. And it's a real nighttime city because it's warm during the day. So food, entertainment, everything at night. Just
good night, good night yeah, life.
Brilliant and really affordable. Really good value.
Great. There's another city for everyone to choose from.
For choice.
Yeah. Right.
Three great choices, I have to say.
Yeah, they're
a little bit different. Yeah.
Really something nice and alternative.
Yeah.
That was it. It was winter sun, somewhere different and new, but also like in these cases, given great historical kind of choices as well to look at and get into some of the culture with different kind of really amazing food types.
Oh, stunning. Like also every different. One of those incredible food opportunities. And again, because there's more of a winter than a summer focus, it is that perfect mix. So, you know, okay, Malta is warm weather and has coastline, but it's more about what's to see when you're there. And I think that's hitting the audience of who's traveling now. Really,
so you're saying we've picked some good ones there.
I think you couldn't pick three better new route options in Europe. Like it'd be hard to think of anywhere as quite unique because they're all so, so different. But great. Onto the States.
Yeah, so we'll hop over stateside. So the two new routes that we'd be discussing with new direct flights is Las Vegas and Nashville.
Mm.
So we just had a chat now with Giovanna from Las Vegas and we kind of covered a lot on Las Vegas. So definitely listen to that podcast. But yeah, so the direct flights are with Aer Lingus and they end at the end of April this year.
So they started October 24, went through till the end of April 25 and restart October 25. But like the direct flight is just...
That's it. I mean, working in the business, I've had to go to Las Vegas actually for work as opposposed to play.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's a tough job.
It is a tough...
We believe you, you know.
It is a tough way to get there. One stopping across America is a long journey. So the direct service, it's a big difference because you want all your energy when you're there in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Listen to the Vegas podcast because there is just so much on it from the hotels, the things to do in the city, the things to do close to the city, the sports stuff, the entertainment, the shopping. Then Kathleen is a Vegas buff. So.
I do love Vegas. I just think there's something for everybody. And even in our last conversation, Trevanya covered so much new things. So I think if you've been before, there's never been a better time to go back because there's a lot of new attractions there. The direct service makes it easier than ever. And what are you waiting for? It's brilliant.
So many large hotels, so many rooms.
Yeah.
That presents often good value.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really good value. And I think like what we've noticed is it was always popular. It was always kind of like third most popular US destination after New York and Orlando. But with the direct service, it just kind of broke down the barriers of people thinking, actually, I have 5 days off, 6 days off. I'm just going to go and enjoy the food, enjoy the entertainment, enjoy the buzz, enjoy the strip, enjoy the hotels. And it makes it so easy. Like you just sit on, enjoy your movies, get off, you're there.
You're there. Yeah. Pre-clearance in Dublin.
Everything. And
pick up your bag and off you go.
And a lot more affordable than other US destinations.
Yeah.
You know, great for the winter.
So much to do and see. And then lastly, we'll spend a bit of time on Nashville. So Nashville is new in as well. From April this year it starts and it runs until the end of October.
No, it's going to run. It's running through.
That's right.
It'll go right through.
It will start on the 12th of April, and run four times a week.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. And you're using the new Neo on that route, are you?
Yes, that's right.
The 321.
Yeah, can talk a bit about that aircraft. It's presenting a lot of our growth opportunities. Yeah. We've just got two Neo Airbus A321 XLR. The XLR means extra long range.
Wow.
That it gives it 15% more range than the previous aircraft type. So that means this type of destination, Nashville, is now possible because we can literally get that far.
Yeah. Wow.
So we got two of those aircraft at Christmas time. Nice Christmas present for us.
Happy Christmas.
And we're due to get another four actually over the next year and a half. So there will be more of these secondary type cities that we're going to be coming on over the next year and a half.
Because I think it was initially scheduled to start mid-April and run to the end of October. And I think you've probably seen demand because I know we have.
Yeah.
And then I noticed during the weekend when I was looking at different things, the flights are operating right through November, December, January. So great to hear that it's year round. And I guess the aircraft type facilitates that because it's not an enormous aircraft to fill. So you can maintain that year round frequency.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. It's got 168 economy seats, 16 business class seats. So that gives it good flexibility. We can pick markets and choose markets to try and test gives us greater flexibility to maybe increase frequency on other routes or try out like we're doing at Nashville. If it goes well, let's say we could move it up to a bigger aircraft in time. Minneapolis-St. Paul is an example of where last year that we served that market on an Airbus A330, which is a much bigger aircraft, but only three or four times a week. So for the customer service offering, it's not as good. Whereas now we'll be using the Airbus A321XLR as a daily flight to Minneapolis-St. Paul. So that's the kind of benefits it gives
and
us.
And new aircraft. Everybody likes new. But I have to tell you, Nashville is Kathleen's favorite city in the USA.
It is.
I have to say, I haven't been. I want to know all about it. So the floor is being passed over.
Okay, how long have we got?
About Nashville.
Do you know what it is? People always say, what is it that you love so much? For me, it's very rare to go somewhere and to a city so big where you just feel it in your heart and in your bones. That sounds really strange.
Yeah.
But I just think Nashville has this undercurrent of kind of magic. And I guess it comes from their musical heritage.
Yeah.
That it just captures you, whether you're a country music fan or not. They have all types of music in Nashville. And I'm a big music fan. I'm a music chameleon. So I do love American country, but I also love everything else as well. And what surprised me about Nashville was just the passion of that in the people, in the businesses, in the attractions. There's nowhere like it. Some of my...
And you have done pretty much every US city.
I've
so for you
so
to
many.
Say that is quite the thing.
Honestly, I'm being really honest when I say that it is my favorite. And I think it's just because it's so unique. To give you an example, we did a tour in RCA Studio B, which is this iconic recording studio that's located in this little neighborhood. And it's where Elvis, Dolly, all the greats recorded songs. And you don't just walk around it and be like, okay, this is a studio and we're walking around it. They take you back in time. Like there's a moment in that tour where Elvis couldn't get the song, Are You Lonesome Tonight, right? You know, he went about life and he came back to the studio in the middle of the night. His piano is still there. You can, you know, touch it, get your picture with it, whatever. They dim all the lights and they play that original recording of him sitting in the dark with his team.
Wow.
It's the talking, it's the music. Like they bring it to life. I'm getting nice. Goosebumps thinking back. And I just think that's what makes it really special. Again, you know, the Grand Ole Opry, another brilliant thing to do.
Yeah. I've heard of it.
That's pure country. Yeah. It absolutely is. And it's so much fun. Firstly, it's a live radio broadcast. So you can listen to those performances. I think they're twice a week from memory, all over the world, online or obviously locally they're listening on their radio stations. But that's live. So the Grand Ole Opry radio station, it's not playing a record like we do here and in most countries. It's live music.
Oh, wow.
Which
I
is phenomenal.
Realize.
So they have a studio in the Opryland Resort, which I stayed in for part of my trip. And they're just in the radio studio playing the songs and it's live on the radio. The shows are amazing. And then downtown with all the honky tonks, they are so much fun. So that's
I had
kind
to
of...
ask what a honky tonk is.
So the honky tonks are, they're like bars, but they're live music all day.
And free.
Free, all
free
different
live
types
music.
Of music. Like we were in some kind of real Southern style ones that have that real traditional kind of Southern sound that we'd never hear here. And then we were in another one called Stages, which is more normal mainstream music, live, fantastic atmospheres. Tootsies is another iconic one. But there's just so much to do. It's great history. I did plantation tours. I did axe throwing, which was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Show you the video later. But I just think it's just such a historic place. The people are fantastic. There's just a really amazing soul to it. And I don't think you feel that in most places
so
in the world.
So a real feel-good city.
It really is. Great food as well. Great hotels. Lots of kind
and
of...
really affordable. Like what
really
I've
affordable.
Noticed, like we've been pricing it up and promoting it of late. And like we don't often talk about packages and offers, whatever else. We're doing the direct flights with Aer Lingus, 5 nights in Nashville. And we're including Grand Ole Opry Studio. I keep
Studio
calling it
B.
Grand Ole. It's Grand Ole Opry Studio B and the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
and it's coming in at less than €1,000 euros per person for the flights, 5 nights.
Like that's amazing.
3 attractions. Like oh my god,
you won't get over how good of a time you will have in those attractions. They are absolutely fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, I read it's 100 years now the Grand Ole Opry is running since 1925. Yeah. So they're ultra celebration of that with 100 events across the year.
That's amazing. And you don't know who's going to perform. So for all our guests who've booked these holidays, because we've booked a lot of people in the last couple of weeks with the Aer Lingus Direct, they don't know who's going to be there the night that they're there. And they're big names. Like the night I was there, for anybody who is a country fan, he wasn't even that big at the time, but I adore him. Luke Combs was being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. So he was kind of joining their Hall of Fame. So that was a huge thing. I nearly died when I found out that's what was happening the night I was going. So you never know who you're going to get. Carrie Underwood performs, Chris Stapleton, they all have...
Wow.
different slots. And because it's live radio, like in between each of their performances, they might do like three songs each. There'll be a break and they're talking the ads. So they're actually physically like talking the radio ads, and then the next singer will come on. It's done so well. It's amazing.
And is the whole focus of the city around music?
I don't think it's necessarily that it's the focus, but it's definitely what gives it its soul.
Okay.
You're going to want to just be immersed in it. Like, it's really hard to avoid it, but it is all music types. You know, that's the most important thing. I think if you're any sort of a music fan, you will appreciate Nashville.
And there's huge demand in Ireland for, you know, interest in that sort of country and Western music and the innovation that's going on with it. And then, of course, you're only 3 hours drive from Memphis.
Absolutely. And then she have Graceland at your fingertips there. So nice little multi-centre option to do both.
And you could also fly into Nashville, do Nashville, hire a car, head down to Memphis, do Graceland, continue on down to New Orleans and drive back and get the direct flight home, or fly home from New Orleans and just get an internal into one of the US cities and connect back with Aer Lingus home. So loads of options.
Amazing. No, itinerary.
Can't recommend it enough. I love it.
Brilliant.
Another one for the list.
Yeah.
Yes, Jill, more for the list. You're going to have to start traveling more.
Yeah. And Rory, is there anything coming out from Aer Lingus that you want to chat about?
Yeah, I suppose I already touched on our growth. So we've grown 7% plan is this year in terms of transatlantic seat capacity versus last year. And that's based on these new aircraft we're getting. Mm. That's an extra 500,000 seats. So yeah, it's, as I said, 20 destinations in North America. So it is huge. The big thing for us is with the XLR aircraft, they're more efficient. As you said, Paul, they're newer aircraft. They're 20% less fuel burn, 50% more noise efficient. They're the widest single aisle aircraft as well. So there's just generally more room for the passenger, more overhead bin space. So just a more comfortable journey. They've got the latest Panasonic in-flight entertainment, 12-inch screen, even in economy. So really comfortable.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Aircraft. And then we do have some other enhancements to our economy and business class service. So we're constantly trying to keep our customers happy, make sure they come back, they have a good time and they book again with us. We're a 4-star Skytrax airline. So just as of very recently, we've just announced that there are now complimentary drinks on board in economy that can be organic red or white wine or beer. Or soft drinks or juices.
Very good. That's nice on a transatlantic. Yeah. That is really nice in economy to get that added value.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then in the business class, we've just launched our new amenity kits.
I saw something like that on social. Yeah.
Yeah. We're using, we're partnering with Joe Brown, a good Irish natural skincare product. And a lot of the materials in that are also eco-friendly. So
brilliant.
Sustainability is a big thing for us as well. So we've got a lofty ambition to be carbon neutral by 2050.
Very good.
For an airline, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
But basically, the path to there is using these new aircraft that are more fuel efficient, getting more sustainable aviation fuel, which is a bigger kind of national thing that we all need to push our governments to get more availability for us to replace the jet fuel with sustainable aviation fuel. IAG have invested a lot of money in that. So this year, actually in the EU, we're mandated to have 2% of the fuel to be sustainable aviation fuel. And that's going to increase to 10% by 2030, by 2050. Wow. That's kind of how
good
we're going to get there.
Very good.
And on top of that, we're now, you may notice when you're traveling into Dublin, on short-haul flights, we're segregating the waste, recycling what we can recycle. And now that's been expanded to include the long-haul flights into Dublin. So recycle the waste and then also have all of our ground vehicles as electric where they can be. That's 74% of our ground vehicles are now electric. And we've taken away diesel from any of the vehicles that remain using natural synthetic fuels.
Fair play. Good for Aer Lingus really to be good. Kind of leading the charge on that one because it's important, really important.
And just some other news in terms of our sponsorships. You may have seen that we're partnered with the US college football scene.
Yeah.
We had a great day in August last year.
Yeah, I was at it.
You were there, weren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
We saw Georgia Tech and Florida State play with Georgia Tech winning. And the same again this year will be the fourth of a 5-game series where we'll see Kansas State play Iowa State again in August. And then extending that kind of relationship with American football, we're partnering with the Pittsburgh Steelers as their official airline partner in November. Yet to be announced the date or the opponents, but Pittsburgh will be playing an NFL game in Croke Park. Really exciting.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. So well done.
Yeah,
congrats.
That's great. Thanks very much for joining us today. We hope you learned loads and will want to visit all the new routes that Aer Lingus offer. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you have any suggestions on what you'd like to hear on our podcast, you can email us at podcast@clickandgo.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rory.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Cheers.
Bye.